Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, March 4th, 2024. The Shaw Institute is a nonprofit scientific research organization that's been in Blue Hill for over 30 years. They study pollutants like plastics, climate change, coastal water quality, and the health impacts of those things, and they share that information with the public. Last month, we spoke with Dr. Charles Rolsky, the executive director and senior research scientist at the Shaw Institute, about his research on detergent pods and microplastics, which was cited in recent efforts to ban those products in New York City. Today, there's more exciting news about a new gadget that looks to me like a fancy boombox and sounds like something that Ghostbusters might carry, but Dr. Rolsky calls it a true game changer and very important for their work.
It's called a pyrolysis GCMS, gas chromatography mass spectrometry. And to really simplify it, what it basically does is it has a pyrolyzer, which heats the sample up. And then what it ends up leaving behind kind of chemical signatures that are separated by gas chromatography. And then it's read by the mass spec. And it's thought to be on the cutting edge when it comes to micro and nanoplastic pollution and being able to analyze that. This kind of fell into our lap. I'm still kind of shocked that it's happened, that we're collaborating with NYU, Langone, and Harvard. But essentially, we're working with physicians that are removing tissue kind of as needed. So with NYU, they're focusing on human placentas as kind of an indicator of the health of these women that kind of donated to this working cohort. It's a unique piece of tissue in that sense, because a lot of times people just get rid of it, and maybe they'll bury it or something along those lines. A lot of them just get rid of it. So it's a pretty unique snapshot into the health of these women. And then with Harvard, this is a gastroenterologist that has a specific focus on things like diverticulitis, Crohn's disease, and cancer, where they might be doing a bowel resection and again are getting rid of tissue as needed. And their kind of thinking is, if there's something foreign in the body, it might lessen this person's ability to fight things off that they're battling on the side. So it's a really unique insight into the health of these people, and we're able to capture that using this new instrument. We have a great lab, and it's able to sort of support our field work and our local community sampling, but we're coming close to capacity. So we're looking actively. We think we found a space that we can house our new instrument in, and we're really excited about that, because it's a major commitment from these instrument companies, where they'll anyone, you know, on the East Coast that's interested in buying one, they'll come to Blue Hill with these interested people, and they'll do a test using our instrument, and they'll dine at our restaurants and stay at our hotels. And that's just one example. There's also the concept of regional conferences having them in Blue Hill, and it really does create a lot of organic interest in the community. And so we're really excited about that and hopeful that we can secure this new space. You can create a method to test for a whole range of components and within a range of substrates. So we could do the same analysis of oysters. If we're worried about oysters having plastic contamination, we could do that. And we could do whales and seals, as you mentioned. We could do blood. It's a pretty unique instrument. The threshold is it uses heat to break apart the sample. So as long as whatever you're looking for can survive that temperature, then you can train the instrument to try to find it. We've been really careful about how much money we spend, because we are a donation-based nonprofit. We're very active with grants. So the great thing about this type of instrument is that it's done in collaboration with groups like NYU, where we're submitting grants together to the NIH, hopeful to get some good news soon about those. And I ended up spending, you know, a half of our budget on this instrument, and I got a great deal from the instrument company, which is, you know, wonderful, and we're so happy to have their commitment. But yes, this was a big expenditure, probably the biggest we'll have in the next decade. But we're very excited for the road ahead, and more instrument companies are actually coming to us saying, "Oh, we heard that you're doing this research. Do you need this instrument or this instrument? We'd like to work with you." So it's a really great system to sort of be in at the moment. You know, we aim to have it funded by grants and proposals, and it's really important to us to apply for those. But donations allow us to take it to the next level, and they reinforce what we're able to do, take it to the next level in so many different ways. So we're always grateful for that, and we're going to be very active this summer with our lecture series and with tours of the new instrument. And so people can visit shawinstitute.org to learn more about it, and we will have a lot of updates on social media.
That was Dr. Charles Rolsky, Executive Director and Senior Research Scientist. The website, again, is shawinstitute.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Thanks for listening and have a great day.